We've also asked you to help us describe your impressions of famous voices. Brian McConaughey has been reading what listeners have written about these distinctive actors, politicians, and singers. Here's his latest report.
I first must congratulate all the contributors on adding to this new literature of voices. Overall, your response to this group of voices was pretty much in agreement, beginning with Jack Nicholson.
I think we're going to have to get drunk.
For Jack Nicholson, there were lots of references to mischievous cats and that kid down the block that your parents told you you shouldn't play with. Michael Mode described Jack Nicholson's voice as awakening in the middle of the night to the smell of a fine cigar being smoked by a burglar robbing your house. Jeff Lonsdale said it's what's left of a grin when you take the smile away. Andrew Criss offered, it's the bottle that told Alice, drink me.
You got me into this, and you're just going to have to trust me about this. It's one thing.
Sam Platt said it was the sound of a Cheshire cat trying to talk his way into the Viper Room. Joanne Charlton said simply, his voice sounds like a harmonica. And Josh Perry described it as a bullet with butterfly wings. The next voice was Nora Jones.
The current is strong from what I've heard. It'll whisk you down the stream.
The voice of Nora Jones conjured up a lot of sensuality. There were numerous references to chocolate, melted chocolate, hot chocolate, and being dipped in tubs of milk chocolate. Janelle Fay says it's the voice of the sexiness every woman knows she possesses.
Daydreamed on the bank again.
Jeff Lonsdale offers her voice is like being wrapped in a warm towel after a dip in a cold stream. Andrew Criss got pretty personal and said it's the voice of a pretty cheerleader who is kind enough to smile at a nerd like me. Kendall Powell offered she sounds like that pebbly mud that feels so good squished between your toes. Olivia Krumer said she sounds like the push you give yourself before telling someone you love them, not knowing if they'll say it back. And Clayton Ebner offered she sounds like the reflection off a bright red apple.
The current is strong from what I've heard.
And then there was Cliff Edwards.
When you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are.
Elizabeth Freitas described his voice as a saw being played by a violin bow. Kiri Ivanovich said he sounds like a lovesick puppy begging the universe for a bone. Jamie Parmalee offers he sounds like a tap dancer with his cummerbund on too tight. Bridget Rasmussen says he sounds like the day before Christmas, while somewhat in the same vein, Jason W. suggests he is the sound of the day World War II ended.
If your heart is in your dream, no request is too extreme.
And in an act of total deconstruction, Gary Wallace adds, what else can I say? He sounds like a cricket named Jiminy. Now for our next round of unique voices for you to describe, I offer the actor Sean Connery.
If you open the ball on these people, Mr. Nash, you must be prepared to go all the way.
The singer Bob Dylan.
Oh, get born, keep on, short pants, romance. Learn to dance, get dressed, get flipped, tired of these success.
The once notorious Mae West.
Listen, tall, tan, and tired. It's time I told you a thing or two. Ever since creation, I've done nothing but playing double solitaire.
And the jazz folk pioneer Odetta.
Another man done gone. Another man done gone.
I really look forward to all your replies. Until then, all the best to you.
Another man done gone from the Carly Farm. Another man done gone.
The keeper of our vocal impressions file is Brian McConaughey. If you want to play along, go to npr.org. And once you're there, search for the phrase vocal impressions. Again, that's npr.org and search vocal impressions.
John is in a basement mixing up the medicine. I'm on a pavement thinking about the government. The man in a trench coat batch out laid off says he's got a bad cough, wants to get it paid off. Look out, kid, it's something you did. God knows when, but you're doing it again. You better duck down the alleyway looking for a new friend. The man in a coonskin cap in a pigpen wants $11 bills. You only got 10. Man, get
comes Fleetfoot, face full of black soot, talking at the heat, put plants in the bed, but the phone's tapped anyway. Maggie says a minute, say they must bust an early man. Orders from the DA, look out, kid, don't matter what you did.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.